Members, if we can we move on to item four, which is to note and comment on a proposed amendment to the draft Central District Zoning Plan. Just as I encourage you not to become designers last time, could I encourage you not to try and rewrite history on this occasion? We have what we have in terms of what was agreed in between the British and the Chinese government. This particular facility was part of that agreement. But maybe the planning team can just update us on the rezoning proposal, and we can then look at it from a harbour planning principle perspective. Thank you.
Morning. Thank you, Chair. The amendment to the draft Central District Extension Zoning Plan mainly consists of two amendments items. Item A is to amend the zoning of a strip of waterfront sites to the north of the existing PLA Hong Kong Garrison headquarters from open space to other specified uses annotated Ministry Use 1. And item B is to delete the strict line with annotation 150 meters Ministry berth with blanket subject to detailed design for the OZP. I will first of all give members some background of these subject amendments. According to the 1994 exchange of notes between the UK government and the PRC government on the arrangement for the future use of the military sites in Hong Kong, the then Hong Kong government will leave 350 metres of the eventual permanent waterfront in the plans for the central and Wan Chai reclamation at a place close to the Prince of Wales Barracks, that is the current central barracks of the Hong Kong garrison, for the construction of a military dock after 1997. As the design of the military dock and the area that would occupy were not decided at that time, the location of the military pier was represented by a strict line annotated 150 meters military dock per berth subject to detailed design on the OZP since its first approval in year 2000. Apart from indicating the location of the military dock on the OZP, the information of the military dock, including its design to integrate with the new waterfront promenade, and the opening of the dock area to public when not in military use, was duly reflected in the public engagement documents during the two-stage public engagement exercise under the UDS. Under the UDS, the military dock is located at Site 7, which will be developed as the waterfront promenade. From this extract of the master layout plan, the blue line shows the boundary of the Site 7 and the red line outlines the delineation of the military dock. The military dock is located north of the PLA Hong Kong Garrison headquarters. From the site photo as shown at the bottom of this slide, we can see that the construction works of the dock is substantially completed. In this respect, this technical amendment is to reflect the final delineation and the land use of the military dock in the OZP. In connection with these amendments, we propose to add the remarks for the imposition of the building height restriction of 10 MPD and a minor relaxation clause for the new other specified uses annotated Ministry Use 1 zone. The draft OZP showing the amendments was exhibited for public inspection on the 15th of February for 2 months until the 15th of April. During the exhibition period, any persons may make representation to the Town Planning Board in respect of the amendments. So that's the end of the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In your opening remarks, you touched on this issue of public access. It's not obviously covered in the zoning proposal, but in terms of conveying to the public the situation that will prevail, if you like, on a day-to-day basis, is it envisaged that there will be public access along this facility, except when it's in military use? And how is that going to be recorded? Clearly, as a commission, access, connectivity, this is a very prime piece of waterfront. So, fine, yes, you need to recognise what's happened and recognise the joint declaration and the agreement between the British and the Chinese. But where do we protect our stakeholders' interests, if you like? How do we protect community access, except when the facility's in military use? Thank you. Would you like to try and answer that?
Thank you, Chairman. Maybe members would like to see the slides showing the current situation of the waterfront promenade. And you will see that apart from the waterfront part, in the southern part of that subject site, there is a reactor EVA running along the west and the east directions. And this also provides an alternative access for the public to enjoy the waterfront promenade. And besides, at the two ends that is in the western and eastern end of that military dock, we have the structures containing inside the folding gate. When the site was for military use, the folding gate will be in use, showing the boundary of the military dock. But when the site will not be in use for military use, and the folding gates will be enclosed inside the building, so that the public will have the free access along the waterfront promenade. That is the current arrangement.
And this will just be there will be no landscaping in this area because it's an EVA. Will it just be a paved surface or a concrete surface?
So, from the photo, members will see that is the current status, but not yet totally complete. So you will see, along the, you will see the four buildings on the site, and in between there will be some landscape planting in the southern boundary of the site. So, at the waterfront, that means the edge of the waterfront, because it will be used for the landing. So maybe that will be hard paved and with fencing. But in the southern part and in between the buildings, we will have some landscape and planting.
Okay, thank you. Members, questions? Peter, please.
Well, I suppose, as you said, Mr. Chairman, we can't rewrite history. I do think, though, if we're going out to the public, we should at least know what the purpose of the military dock is, which seems to have eluded me so far, and what exactly are the utilities and ancillary structures that are referred to. The works look absolutely dreadful from any standpoint, and I'm here to supposedly give my views on urban design. They remind me of the sort of sequence of brick structures that you see in parts of China that are made, that are used to make fireworks. And what on earth this enormous concrete structure going over the top of them is, I've absolutely no idea at all. It looks absolutely dreadful, frankly.
All right. Urban design view. Franklin?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to raise that Well, given that it's pretty much unavoidable to have this space for military use, I would like to get a confirmation that adequate area has been given to the PLA for their military use, but then it's not more than what's adequate. In other words, it's the minimum area that we want to. That we are going to give to other use in that area of open space. And the second thing is how is the operation going to be carried out when there is birthing activities and when they need to communicate with the PLA headquarters? What's the arrangement across the open space from north to south? Yes, thank you.
Okay. Access, connectivity. Yes, Maggie, please.
I note from the paper that we have that it says that the open land area of the military dock, except for utilities and ancillary structures and landing steps, will be open for the enjoyment of the public when it's not in use as a military dock. Why, when it's open, why can't people land there using the landing steps?
Mm-hmm. Right. Valid point. Paul, please.
Chairman, I support all the comments made so far from the society's point of view. We have requested for the removal of this concrete structure, which has served absolutely no purpose. And it's not required for any other purposes. Somebody has thought it was a nice design. It's been presented to the PLA. The PLA has accepted it, and now nobody wants to go back and say that we don't agree with it. So I think somebody has to go back to the PLA with comments from this committee, and I hope that everybody supports me, that we've got to get rid of any this structure. As a harbourfront enhancement committee, we cannot have anything impeding the views of people behind the waterfront that serves no purpose other than the minimum required for operating the berth, which basically is a fence of a certain height. And this structure goes well beyond that. So it's against the principles of harbourfront enhancement that we build a concrete structure for no other reasons than basically as a visual amenity from a peer point of view that somebody's come up with, but it basically blocks people's views. So I think we've got to get rid of the concrete. That's the 8.7-meter height concrete. So that's point one. The second point, Chairman, is that we object strongly to the proposed planning parameters in the outline zoning plan. 10 meters height for the entire site without indicating the GFA means that technically the entire site could be covered with a 10-meter high building and further approval of height relaxation. I think it was very clearly agreed when the public engagement took place that there were four small structures basically to provide the gates for when the pier was in use. It was very clearly stated, you can always have access, except for when we need it, and we only need some buildings to hold the gate and security when we need it. So I think that we got to clearly state in the planning parameters that we don't allow any further development other than what has been built. And that the planning parameters have got to be very clear. We agree that you have those facilities and that's it. But we don't need to allow for a 10-meter high building with further height relaxation for the entire site under the planning parameters. And once this is cast in stone, once it goes out of this past the OZP, then we can never change it ever again because it's military and can't discuss it and so on. So I think basically what the OZP does is relax dramatically what we had agreed in the public consultation, which is four little structures. So I think we have agreed to what is built. There's the four little structures. And that is it. I don't think we need to allow for anything beyond that. We don't want any structure to be built. We find that this thing is going to be a pier, that it's going to be closed off, and so on, when it's in use, and so on. The point that you made, Chairman, and we completely support that, the OZP got to reflect the agreement very clearly that this will always be open unless when in use for military purposes. So the OZP got to reflect that promise, because otherwise there is no place to hold that promise. There's no organization or infrastructure or political arrangements to have that promise anywhere captured other than a statement which can easily be disregarded. So I think it's got to be clearly documented in the OZP what has been promised there. And I want to ask why that has not been included already. And I also want to know why you're allowing this massive 10-meter MPD with minor site relaxation for the entire area without any restrictions on the amount of GFA. Then the other point that I'd like to make here, Chairman, is the EVA access to the west. We have agreed in the past, in our past discussions, that we like that EVA to be set back from the waterfront, but we haven't seen that happening yet. I don't want to be caught in a situation in the future where we're going to say, well, we've got to have public the emergency could include a military emergency, and therefore the access has to remain on the waterfront, and we can't have tables and chairs on the waterfront. I think we've got to be very clear that EVA will be set back, so on the western side, coming away from this pier. We've got to have some clarity on that. Support Maggie's point that the landing steps got to be open for public use when there is no military use. Thank you.
All right, please.
Mr. Chairman, I think the questions members raised about the arc structure is somewhat subjective. Well, I think because if it is a dog or a pier at all, then probably there would otherwise have been a more substantial structure at the waterfront, which is even more unsightly, if you like, if you would like to use this term. But the arch may perhaps be seen as an alternative. But of course, design is a subjective issue. I wouldn't like to see a very brightly lit sort of arch, sort of thing that is commonly seen in many mainland cities at night time. So we are now given to see already built structure in the daytime view, in a, without the background, the context of the rest of the open space design, is difficult to comment. It has to be seen in the whole context when we know more about the open space design at the back as well. But so I have an open view, mind on this design. But normally, if it is about open open space, now although the site itself under discussion is to be some OU bracket one whatever, it is in fact set in the context of a large open space. So in that sense, if we look at the open space, then normally the guideline would be to allow a covered area of not more than 5%. So taking the whole thing as a whole, the covered area or the structure is not so substantial after all. So, I reiterate, I do have an open mind, but it is difficult to see how a town plan board, normally if there's something is already built, it's seen to be an existing use. So I can't see how town plan board can say, okay, I disapprove it. So maybe they don't like it or we don't like it, but we can at best say that no more. That is the maximum you can go. That's all. Don't go any further.
Yeah. Okay. Maggie, please.
Could I just ask who's maintaining this? Because to be honest, that concrete structure looks awful already. I mean, it really does. It's stained, it's watermarked, it really looks objectionable. Now, whether one likes the design or anything else, at least it should be quality enough for the waterfront. I'd also very interested to know, and it may not be entirely relevant, I suppose, but it is a point that when it's out of use, this pier, what are going to be the restrictions across the across Site 7, basically, through the park? Because I can see that is going to be possibly a real issue and the whole waterfront is going to be split in two. And it's not just the pier that will be shut, but great swathes of the middle of the waterfront.
Okay. Can we restrict ourselves to land use planning? This is about land use planning, it's primarily. Please.
Thanks, Chair. I fully agree, support Paul's point about that the statement about say the area of the military dock site should be open, will be open to the public for public enjoyment as far as it's not in military use, somehow be reflected in the OEZP, either in terms of the NOCs or the explanatory statement or whatsoever, so that it's actually made known to the public, okay, not just an understanding going back to the joint declaration. But I do have, I don't know, I must say, I don't know and would like to seek clarification. How does the town planning ordinance work on military sites? Can we just cover the, are we limited to covering the envelope? That's, can we only limit the height, building, maximum building height, or can we actually dictate a certain a prop ratio or GFA into it. For that, I must say, I haven't bumped into that situation in my 6 years as a member of the town planning board, so I don't know. And I think this is important on how we can contain, at least legally, through the OEZP, how the whether there will be new buildings built up apart from these four little structures.
Okay, thank you. Please, Levi.
Well, I agree with KY because when we talk about harbor front, it is most important to ensure that the ground level, the open space is usable by the public for most of the time. So the arch itself will not impede that. So it's perhaps a matter of subjective view about the design. An archway of some form does have a certain purpose, whether we agree or not, or like it or not, that this detailed design law. It serves to define a certain axis. So if it is leading from the pier to the PLA headquarters, well, it has a certain functional purpose, although it is only for a short certain period throughout in the year. It's not used every day. It does have a certain meaning or design purpose. So we can't ignore that. But again, it is just a matter of how good looking or design it is. So the town planning board, the statutory planning notes can perhaps not be go into that detail as to define what materials or the form, exact form, the structure is going to be. It is already built anyway. So the NOx just serves to define what is recognized as the already committed structure. That's all.
Thank you. Dr. Chan, I think, did you want to say something? Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to speak in Cantonese. Yeah, okay.
Fine, I think we've aired it fairly fully. PD, I think some of the topics are for the harbour unit to take away. I think from my perspective, I think what we would like to hear from you is particularly how we safeguard this issue of public enjoyment. It's not at the moment written in to the to the profile and the scope of what you're proposing, and I think it should be. Secondly, the whole issue of height limit. Could we have a more specific height limit, or could the height limit be specific to the buildings? Could we have a GFA ceiling, so we can find things to what we see on this photograph here today? And then the third thing, which I think has emerged, which I think we need to understand, and the public will want to understand, is how are the PLA going to gain access to this facility when it's in reality operation? If they have a boat moored here with potentially hundreds, if not thousands, of mariners, how is that going to be handled? Where are they going to? how they're going to find their way across the public open space, etc. It's something we haven't really focused on. We've looked at the site in isolation, but there is this whole issue of how it's linked back to the barracks and linked into the urban area. Maybe pick up those three if you could. Thank you. Gentlemen, just on the arch, my understanding is that the arch contains certain facilities, so the arch is part, it's not just decorative, Please, ED? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. So, members would like to refer this photo. This photo clearly shows the access, including that is the east-west collection in the southern part of the site concern, and that is in the in that color. Yes, you will see the EVA that I refer to in the southern part, that is provide an alternative access. And members also raised how about the north south direction access. And also, you will see that is a straight line running from the north waterfront to the south, direct to the Hong Kong Garrison headquarters. So all this design are in accordance with the UDS study that is published for the and also commended by the public. So when the military is not in use, so the northern to southern access will also be temporary closed for the military to access from the waterfront to the headquarters. That is the future arrangement. But for the waterfront part, that is the site we are talking today. As I mentioned before, there will be floating gates for delay the when the military use the dock. That is our proposed arrangement. But for the members also raised that why the pending document, including our notes and explanatory statement, not mentioned about this arrangement. So I would like to take this opportunity to explain that, because the notes and the ES are the main purpose is showing the planning intention and objective of specific land use zoning on the plan. So, and the planning intention for Military Dot has been clearly stated in our notes and statement. So it is also not our practice to state the operational details of specific zoning. And besides, the arrangement has been clearly stated in the MPC paper to the Town Plan Board, which is an open document for the public to reference. That is the point. And the second point, we would like to state the building height control. Currently, the existing structures on the site is about at a height about 8.7 MPD, so that is well below our restriction of 10 meter MPD on the OESRP. And this building restrictions is in line with our UDS study. So I think which have gained the public support as well. And the third point is about the working mechanism and the future arrangement for the public to enjoy the waterfront promenade. The Hong Kong government is now closely liaised with the Hong Kong garrison on the future to work out a mechanism so that to inform the public about the opening hours and the future arrangement of that part of the site.
I don't really think you addressed members' concerns. There is a very clear concern all around this room about public access and public enjoyment, and that we feel, wearing our taking our responsibility for the harbour very seriously, that needs to be officially recorded. So whether it's recorded in the in the zoning plan or elsewhere, it needs to be officially recorded. And I think that's something that you need to take away, and we would want to record it in the minutes. Secondly, the view is that a general 10 meter height limit is far too generous. It's not necessary. The view here is that we should be more specific, or you should be more specific, either apply the you should either make the height specific to the structures that are there and allocate deal with it in that way, or alternatively deal with it through GFA limitations, because what we see, we can live with what we see there today, but what we're concerned about is more structures, more buildings on site, and we would want, if that was to be the case, then we want to make sure that they were the subject of review by both the Town Planning Board and indeed this Commission.
Mm. Sorry, please. No.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just like to, certainly we will take the points raised by members and reflect them. Reflect them also to the Town Planning Board for consideration as well. Now, but I would just like to address one particular point about the public enjoyment. As we have mentioned, as Plenty has mentioned at the opening, this is mainly to a technical amendment to reflect an agreement to that has been reached as part of the history between the British government and the Chinese government about the provision of a military dock on this particular site. Now, but we do have obtained an undertaking from the garrison that they will open this area for the military dock to be open to public access for enjoyment as part of the waterfront promenade when it is not in military use by the garrison. So that understanding first has been obtained by the government, and the government has previously on various occasions made it public, and we have made it public in the document to the Town Planning Board, and we are prepared to make it public again if necessary just to give the assurance that this will be the case. Now, secondly, I would just like to clarify one point about also the reference to the landing steps. Now, the understanding that we have is that the military dock area would be open for public enjoyment as part of the promenade. This is the undertaking that we have obtained. But as far as the dock facilities or the landing facilities are concerned, they are military facilities that are being covered by the Defence Land Agreement, and these are the facilities that the garrison would not be allowing public to use. However, on the waterfront itself, there are already the public pier, central piers number 9 and 10, just towards the slightly towards the northwest along the promenade, which are ready for public use. So there are already public landing facilities there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I hear you about the undertaking, but I just think, A, yes, you need to make that very clear. There's no mention of an undertaking in this paper. Undertaking has a legal connotation as far as I'm concerned. And also, I think, a question for me or something for you to think about, I think, is where is that undertaking to be recorded? Where is it to become part of the planning, if you're planning controls, if you like, or part of the planning backcloth and context to the waterfront? Because if you just look at the zoning plan, you see OU military. There's no mention at all of access or public enjoyment. So I think you need to balance that by recording that undertaking in an official manner. Peter, please.
Mr. Chairman, I've met quite a number of people over this last month or so who are actually arranging to go to Singapore to look at gardens by the bay. I think the first person from Singapore I actually meet who's coming to Hong Kong to look at four concrete blocks and a concrete arch on the waterfront, then maybe I'll change my mind. But I wish we could stop talking really about the public enthusiastically supporting four air raid shelters on the waterfront, and I wish we could simply stop referring to public enjoyment. This is not about public enjoyment at all. It's a disgrace that we actually have this smack on the middle of the waterfront on the most prominent site in the harbour. Now, I must be fair to Elsa and Tim. They can only really answer questions, really, or rather they cannot answer details relating to operational requirements. But if there is no rationale whatsoever for the concrete arch, then we should at least know why it's there and what it's doing. I still don't have any idea what the utilities and ancillary structures that are referred to in this document actually are. I don't know whether, I think Paul did say, well, these structures are there to simply house the gates. Well, is this actually the case? And if we have to have these sort of gates or railings, then aren't there any other alternatives at all? I mean, when we're very well versed in Hong Kong to sealing off areas and protecting them when we have an important visitor in town. I mean, couldn't something similar to that be used? We are, in my opinion, completely despoiling 150 kilometres of prime waterfront here, and there's very little public enjoyment involved in that at all.
Members' comments, but let's not repeat what we've already got. We've got obviously comments on file and record, but if you have new points you want to make, please. Yeah.
Chairman, but I want to make one thing clear. If that area and the property under military is it under this committee's jurisdiction to comment, or under the Hong Kong government and the right to comment, this military area, designated to the military, the defense thing. Do we have authority to comment? And can we change anything? I think the PLA has all the right to do anything. We may not happy, but can we have that authority to comment and ask them to do anything? So please be make sure what our right first before we comment on this structure. Thank you, Chairman.
Well, this is why the paper is worded in the way it was. The reality is we can note and we can make suggestions. We can do no more. So I think we have to be realistic in that sense. Paul?
I'd like to make clear that in the OZP, amendments are being made to notes 8.5 and otherwise, which clearly take away descriptions regarding the public access and the use of that pier area. As we are concerned, we have clearly agreed in our previous correspondence with the government and with the PLA through the consultation documents that went out to the public about this pier use, and the PLA has agreed that they have recognized that this is the central waterfront and this is an important site and they'd like to use it for particular purposes. And they have said, well, if we don't use it, it will be open for the public. I can't see that the PLA would have a problem with making sure that it's clearly documented somehow. I mean, I think we need to clarify it. Again, Chairman, I hope that today we can conclude that from a harbour planning point of view, we've promised that there's going to be four small buildings to provide the utilities and facilities required for the pier, and that is the GFA that we have agreed to, and that is what is being built. And that we want to make sure that in the planning parameters, in the land use parameters, it's clear that is what we are sticking to. I think it has raised other issues now today in terms of the ongoing management. I'd like to see the exact site area, and I want to know who is managing. So is the site area of management, is that going to be designated to the LCSD for management when it's not a military use? Or will the military manage that site ongoingly? And I think it has never been clarified to us that this is a pier that has where the military has access, or that this is supposed to be land to be transferred to the PLA and then we have access to when they want us. It has never been clarified that this is a piece of land to be handed over. It was a pier, an X that could be used during, and there was docking purposes. It was always presented that this was public open space, the pier is there, and then there's a vessel, we close it for the military, but otherwise it remains public space. Well, in that case, the entire land got to stay with the LCSD as open space,
and then the military can use it when they use it, and then it's going to be handed over on a temporary basis.
It's a military area.
But if it's the land, specifically it's going to be handed over to the PLA, then it means it's under the 24-hour forever access and ownership. Then I think we've got to be very, very specific about the intention is of that space. And I'm very happy that large military vessels will land there. I mean, we see that in Sydney, we see that in Amsterdam, we see it in other places, in New York, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's actually an attraction for the city. But we just got to make sure that it is well designed and that in the future we're not going to see there a 10-meter high building covering the entire site. And I think that is a very fair request, and it has nothing to do with us fighting with the PLA or being political about it. I think this is just about guaranteeing that we're going to have a beautiful waterfront. My final comment is on the EVA going west. We've discussed this before, that we don't want the EVA everywhere on the waterfront, because you can't then have seating on the waterfront. In the hoardings of the central waterfront, we promise with photographs people eating and dining on the water. Right at the water. That's what we have promised the public. But obviously, we're not going to do it here. Then we had a comment here from the harbour unit that we're going to look at getting the EVA, setting it back from the waterfront, at least from the west end of the PLA pier to the going west. So we have an area where we could set it back. But I don't see that happening in these things here, and I'm not sure whether the PLA is going to have requirements that make it impossible. So before all of this just thunders on and we're going to be sitting here with fait accompli in our hands, I'd like to get some clarity, and I want to make sure that our intentions are made clear in the negotiations between the Development Bureau and the PLA. Because I'm sure the PLA would love to do the right thing to Hong Kong, but then they got to get the right direction and input from the Development Bureau. And if the Development Bureau doesn't reflect the opinions expressed in the Harbourfront Committee properly, then the PLA can't give us the right answers. So I think we got to tighten up that correspondence and that communication, and we got to get these things documented properly, Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you. PY? Last word.
Okay. I think that we have to distinguish between land ownership, the management of the land, and the town planning zoning. Because on other outline zoning plans, we can also find perhaps military sites and perhaps even country park zones, the site of which is under a separate authority. It's not always the town planning board or even the lands department who is the owner, who is in control. So the land ownership can be transferred from one owner to another, a private sector or public-private cooperation or military authority or URA or whoever. The zoning is another layer of control as far as the ordinance permits it to do so. Right.
Thank you. All right. Could I suggest, so far as planning department is concerned and this rezoning exercise, I think two takeaways, I think, if I may put it that way, from this committee. One is how do we officially, we hear there's an undertaking, but I think my sense is from around the room we'd like that undertaking recognised in a more official way, and certainly we think it should be brought to the attention and the public should be made aware of it, the undertaking regarding public access. So that's one takeaway, if you would, please. And secondly, I think general message I'm getting from my task force is enough is enough in terms of what's happened already on the site. So how do we ensure that the four buildings and the arch are the maximum that we see by way of development on the waterfront in the future? And that a 10-meter general height limit doesn't really do that, because obviously development could take place beneath that height, within that height limit. So how do you confine the intrusion on the waterfront to what we see today and no more? So I think those are two takeaways for PD. I think takeaway for Harbour Unit is future management arrangements. How is this area going? How are we going to interface this area with the surrounding areas from a management and maintenance point of view? Who's going to be responsible for what? And I think you need to come back to the task force on that, probably at the next meeting. We need to understand how this jigsaw, if you like, is going to fit together from a management and maintenance point of view, and who's going to be responsible for what. Did I see a hand go up? Maggie, sorry.
I'm just going to say, I mean, there are other zonings on the harbour front with different height limits. Why can't we just have a specific height limit for this particular zoning, which is 8.7? And we have GFAs on other sections of the under the UDS for different sites.
What?
Because I did Site 4 and Site 7. Why can't we have specific for this?
Why do, I mean, I think message should be to take this away, think about how you might constrain, if you like, the content of the development to what we find on site today. Please,
I'm not agree. Why we should make it so specific? 8.7, 10 is fine. Why we argue about the 1.3 meter? We just let them 10. I think 10 is fine. Don't think we have too much conflict.
If you just have a general height limit of 10 meters, they could cover the whole site with buildings up to 10 meters.
Chairman, can we get the height of the existing structures other than the decorative
8.3, you were just told.
No, 8.7 is the height of the concrete decoration. But how about those utility units that we have agreed to in the UDS? Those four buildings. What is the height of those? Is that 5 meters? Then why don't we just stick to 5 meters?
Well, why don't we let the planning department take it away? Think about how they might respond to the public enjoyment and restricting the development to what we find today. I think two messages, if you can, please.
So my point is, if you put the 8.7 is now the building height, what happens if you later you put an antenna? Would that against the regulation?
No, antennas are different.
Oh, or he want to put something else. But we must leave some room to them to use the space. We should not be put in 8.7. This is totally not acceptable, Chairman.
All right, we have a minority view on my right, which we'll record. Sorry?
I don't think I'm just minority. I still have support, I think.
All right, okay. Two views that we should be a little more generous. All right, please.
Chairman, perhaps may I explain a bit of the building height. Is that in the UDS for Site 7, the building height of the MPD is 10. So it's just an adoption of the current Site 7, or the height restriction for the Site 7.
But that's with a GFA restriction.
Please, KY, and then I'm going to draw a line.
I suggest we do not struggle or drill on the details like height restriction, because actually the crux of the issue is, if this is military land, how does whether the town planning ordinance have any jurisdiction on that? Let's sort that out first. If planning department can come back with information, then we know what can we do, what can be done. Actually, personally, I'm not that worried about that the Hong Kong garrison will build something on it, because, well, at least to me, that pier will only be used, mainly be used for ceremonial purpose. They will not use it probably for operational purpose, because they have other operational sites. And if it's for ceremonial purpose, you need space alongside for the soldiers and sailors to line up. Not even there's probably not enough space for a parade, something like that. So I mean, it's actually against military common sense that they will actually have a lot of built-up structures there. But I think, of course, it's always good if we say we now change the OEZP. At least we know what is the jurisdiction of OEZP or control on this particular piece of land. I think that's the point. Thanks.
PD, do you have an immediate answer on that? Do you have jurisdiction on military land? Please, sorry.
If I may, well, just for members' background, this well, as explained, this is going to be a military site, just like other military sites throughout the territory, and there are other military sites throughout the territory which are covered by OZP. So the OZP do have the zoning of military use, and they are covered by OZPs. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So, Chairman, the case in front of us is very simple. We have done the UDS. We have agreed with the community that it's going to be a PLA pier. That's fine. It's been agreed that there are going to be four buildings that provide the utilities for the use of the pier when required for military use. It's been also been agreed, and nobody objects to that. What we now have in front of us is the planning department to take that situation and put in a permitted use on that, which is 10 meters high for the entire site, a massive pop ratio, as a possibility. Why can't we just document in the outline zoning plan exactly what we have agreed over many years of discussion with the community, many rounds of public consultation, showing them drawings, explaining how it's going to be used, explaining what the buildings be for. We had fights over these buildings. Now we have what we have agreed. Why can't the outline zoning plan reflect what we have agreed? And why do we have to go beyond that? That to me is a surprising. If it is military side, they can do whatever they want, then why put in a 10-meter height restriction if they can do what they want? So what are we wanting to see reflected in the outline zoning plan as the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee? We want to be seeing reflected what we had agreed with the community over many years of discussion.
I think what we want to see is the status quo reflected in the OZP. PD, can you take it away and think about it, those two observations? Public access, and how do we record officially the current situation?
Chairman, I think may I repeat again, that is, the planning intention has been clearly reflected in our proposed amendments, but I note the members' concern on the arrangement and the future public knowledge about the future arrangement. So that the Hong Kong SAR government and the Hong Kong Garrison will follow up on this issue, and we are actually now liaising with Hong Kong and Garrison to discuss and to work out a mechanism so that in the future we will inform the public about the details of the arrangement on that part, the opening part, so that the people will have a full knowledge about on that part. But as far as on the OEZP and the planning aspect, we in our OEZP and the document has clearly shown our planning intention that site will be intended for military dot. So, but on the other hand, we may put this information for public reference in another venue, so that in future people will fully aware of the detailed arrangement. As regard the building height restrictions, actually this is some have mentioned and explained, that is clearly in accordance with our UDS study, which go through the public consultation, so that it is consistent approach in all the waterfront promenade that the standard building height restrictions are imposed in respective zoning, including that proposed amendments zoning. So, and for members' information, and actually there is no particular restrictions on other military zone, but in view of the waterfront location of that military site, we have followed the UDS recommendation and imposed this particular height restrictions. And 10 MPD is well below the existing structures. And in the you may see that is in the future uses other than the military use, there's only few column 2 uses that still require the planning permission from the Town and Planning Board.
I don't want to prolong it. Paul, no, sorry.
But she's lying.
Listen, Paul,
let's show the record,
Paul,
all the discussions. Chair.
Language like that is not acceptable.
Well,
people are not lying.
Let the record prove.
I think you owe the lady an apology.
I will not apologize until the records have been proven what has been said over the many years of discussions of this site.
Paul,
there was public opposing.
Will you just, Paul, just leave it. We've had a very full discussion. PD, you know, you've heard the views of the meeting. We'll be making a submission as the Harbourfront Commission to the Town Planning Board with our views as part of this engagement process. So what we will write you officially recording what we feel should be done from a harbourfront enhancement position. All right? Thank you.